One of my friends went on a date. When he came back, we asked him, "How was it? How did it go?" He said, "It was good. Everything went smoothly. We talked about this and that." Then he started talking about how the girl he was with kept mentioning peace. She saw peace as this ultimate achievement, the final destination, not just in relationships, but in life itself. And that got me thinking, is peace really a final destination, or is it just another fleeting motion like all the others? This is Nima Parsa and welcome to Nipa Podcast. This is episode 5, The Illusion of Peace. Go! Before we get into this, let's break down what peace actually means. From different sources, I found various definitions of peace, and there are so many that I won't list them all here, but let's focus on the main ones. The first type is physical peace, the relaxation you feel when tension leaves your body. For example, after getting a massage or taking a warm shower, your body feels deeply relaxed. The second type is mental peace, a state where your mind is free from negative thoughts, worries, or stress. This is often discussed in books like The Power of Now, and when you meditate or walk in nature, you experience this mental clarity. The third type is emotional peace, the ability to control and accept your emotions without extreme reactions. Imagine someone going through a breakup but handling their emotions with acceptance instead of dramatic outbursts. The fourth type is spiritual peace, a sense of connection with a higher power, meaning, or purpose in life. Some people experience this through prayer, meditation, or even helping others. The fifth type is social peace, the sense of security and comfort you feel in relationships and social interactions. For example, when you're with close friends or family and feel safe and supported. The sixth type is financial peace, the relief that comes from having enough financial resources and not stressing about money. Unfortunately, in places like Iran, we often experience the opposite. Someone with no debt and enough savings for emergencies would be an example of this kind of peace. And last but not least is career peace, feeling satisfied with your job and not constantly worried about losing it. Imagine someone with a meaningful career who enjoys their work without the fear of sudden unemployment. The key point here is that peace is multidimensional, and different people may seek different combinations of these at various points in their lives. So here's the real question. Are you looking for peace? If so, why? And more importantly, what type of peace are you looking for? Do you think it's something you truly need? And if you find it, will it even last? Arthur Schopenhauer, the famous pessimistic German philosopher, believed that all emotions, including peace, are inherently temporary. In his book, The World as Will and Representation, he explains that human life is stuck in a constant cycle between suffering and boredom. That means no emotion, peace included, can ever be truly permanent. Schopenhauer argued that life is driven by the will, an unconscious force that constantly pushes us to desire and seek new things. Because of this, humans are always in one of these two states. 1. Suffering, when we want something but don't have it yet. 2. Boredom, when we finally get what we wanted, but the excitement fades. So where does peace fit into this cycle. According to Schopenhauer, peace is just a brief moment that appears between suffering and boredom, but it never lasts. He believed that permanent peace is an illusion because the human mind is wired to always seek something new. Let's look at some examples. Number one, peace after achieving a goal. Imagine someone who has worked for years to pass an exam, get a degree, or reach a personal milestone. When they finally achieve it, they feel peaceful for a moment, but soon after, their mind naturally starts looking for the next challenge, bringing back stress or even emptiness. The second example, peace during a vacation. Someone works hard for months and finally takes a vacation to relax. At first, they feel deep peace and enjoyment, but after a few days, boredom starts creeping in, and they might even get anxious or cut their trip short just to get back to work. And the third example would be peace after buying something expensive. A person dreams of owning a luxury car or a beautiful house. When they finally buy it, they feel a rush of happiness and peace. But after a while, that feeling fades, and new worries replace it. Maintenance costs, the desire for an even better car, or the fear of losing what they already have. I don't know if it's because I watch too much Rick and Morty, but my mind instantly sees one clear conclusion. Peace is an illusion. Or at least it's just another temporary feeling, no different from excitement, sadness, or anxiety. So if we accept that peace is temporary, how do we deal with it? If peace is always fleeting, is there a way to make peace with that? Here are three mindset shifts that can help us. Number one, accept impermanence. This idea comes from Buddhism and positive psychology. Studies show that accepting the temporary nature of emotions can actually reduce anxiety and increase overall happiness. For example, imagine someone who feels deeply peaceful today but anxious tomorrow. Instead of fearing this change, they remind themselves that all emotions come and go, and that's completely normal. The second one, focus on the present moment. This concept comes from mindfulness and cognitive psychology. One of the best ways to deal with emotional instability is to stop worrying about the past or future and focus on what's happening right now. For example, instead of stressing over why you don't feel peaceful today, just accept whatever you're feeling in the moment without judgment. And last, develop emotional resilience. This concept comes from psychological resilience research. Emotionally strong people don't resist change. They adapt to it. For example, after a breakup or career failure, instead of fighting against negative emotions, resilient people see them as opportunities for growth. They accept their emotional ups and downs, knowing that nothing lasts forever. All these strategies lead to one major realization. Peace cannot be the ultimate goal, because by its very nature, it is not permanent. Instead, the key is learning how to live with its impermanence. Thank you so much for listening to us. Shout out to the Nipa team for helping put this episode together. If you enjoyed this, we'd love for you to follow us on social media. You can also find us on our website at nipa.academy, nipa.academy. And as always, take care of yourselves in this crazy world. Until next time, go!